This is New York City's Department of Housing Preservation and Development's podcast series.
Welcome to part two of the New York City Department of Housing Preservation and Development's podcast series describing the city's affordable housing lottery process. My name is Karina Rodriguez, and I'm joined once again by Joe Torres, Director of Marketing for the city's Department of Housing Preservation and Development. Today, Joe will be explaining how household income is determined and how the various preferences play out in the lottery process. So let's start with what gets counted as household income.
Sure. Household income is annual gross income, which is your income before taxes and other deductions, and it includes income from all sources and from every household member 18 or older who will be living in the unit. However, for self-employed applicants, net income, not gross income, is calculated. Net income is gross income minus expenses and other deductions. Self-employed applicants must have at least 2 complete years in the same self-employed field. You must be able to document and verify all sources of income. If your application is selected for process, you will be contacted with a list of the documents that you will need to provide at the time of the interview. All the information an applicant provides will be treated as confidential. Required information such as bank accounts, assets, social security numbers, and taxpayer identification numbers are necessary for the developer or managing agent to fully and accurately review your application's eligibility for an affordable unit.
Is credit history considered during the application process?
Credit history is an important requirement and can be the basis for denial. If you're selected for the interview process, the developer or managing agent will charge a fee to process a credit check for each application.
So how will someone know if they've been rejected?
Well, an applicant will be contacted if they have been rejected for any of the following reasons. Household income exceeds the allowed maximum. Household income does not meet the required minimum. Household size does not fit the requirements. Unsatisfactory credit score. Submitting multiple applications or other relevant criteria. There may be many reasons for rejection, but the most frequent are because an applicant did not meet income eligibility or family size requirements. While the federal government or HPD and HDC set minimum requirements, the management agent may also set additional requirements concerning the applicant's ability to be a responsible tenant. If an applicant doesn't hear from a managing agent, it is likely that all available units in the project were leased or sold before the applicant's log number was reached.
What if someone feels that their application was rejected unfairly?
If you feel you were unfairly rejected for an apartment, you should contact the managing agent first. The managing agent should have given you a written reason for rejection and a time frame for appealing that decision, usually 10 business days or 2 weeks. If you haven't been given an opportunity to appeal or remain unsatisfied with the appeal decision, please call HDC at 212-227-5500 or HPD at 212-863-7990.
Are there any special criteria for students applying for affordable housing?
Yes, if you are a full-time student, you are not qualified unless you live in a household in which you are a dependent or you have dependents who live with you.
What if someone already has a Section 8 voucher or certificate? Can they apply it to an HPD or HDC finance development?
Yes, they can. Voucher or certificate holders are eligible to apply for HPD HDC finance low-income developments. They're processed in the same manner as all other applicants and must meet all eligibility criteria. Of course, the rent of the specific apartment in question must be within the maximum level allowable under the applicant's voucher or certificate. If you are unclear about these maximum levels, you should contact the agency that allocated your certificate or voucher.
What about folks who live outside of New York State? Can they apply to an HPD HDC finance development?
Out-of-town residents can apply, however, preference is given to current New York City residents.
Can you explain what you mean by preference?
Yes, HPD and HDC give preference to certain groups of people. For example, current residents of the community board where the units are being developed receive a 50% preference, meaning that 50% of the units intended for eligible applicants living within the community board. Municipal employees receive a 5% preference. Households with a mobility-impaired member receive a 5% preference, while households with a visual or hearing-impaired member receive a 2% preference. All applicants must meet the individual program requirements, regardless of preference.
Joe, thanks for taking the time to talk with us about how the city's affordable housing lottery process works. And thanks to our listeners for tuning in to this HPD podcast. Please check out our other podcasts on resolving housing code violations, no and low-cost energy saving around your home, and keeping your home safe from environmental hazards.
You've been listening to New York City's Department of Housing Preservation and Development's podcast series.